Good morning, Kate. How are you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Yes, very well. Thank you for asking. So The Catering Show debuts its second season today on ABC's iView. Congratulations. Were you stoked with all the success the first season had?
We were overwhelmed.
We did have to sort of lock ourselves indoors for about 6 months just to kind of cope.
Oh, yeah?
With the anxiety of it all. But I feel like we're slowly emerging.
Well, we made a second series, so it kind of went all bad.
We did have to leave the house for that.
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
Now, it is on ABC's iView. That's a pretty good wrap. Did they approach you? How did the sort of connection work?
Yes, it is a massive leap from YouTube. I expect next there's going to be a gold star and a footpath somewhere. We had a phone call from the head of comedy at ABC. His name's Rick Kalowski. He's been a big supporter of ours. And he basically said to us last season when the show was going so well, you know, about getting us on to iView for another. Well, he basically said, what do you want to do? And we said, we really just want to stick to that sort of short 10-minute format.
Yeah.
So iView seemed like a good home for it. Mm.
Now, the show's tagline is the journey of a food intolerant and an intolerable foodie. Food does seem to divide many people, including the two of you, of course. Why do you think food is such a battleground for most people?
McCartney just gestured to me, like, you can talk about this one, McLennan. Thank you, McCartney. Thank you. I think, look, you know, there is that divide. Like, there's people like me who are completely obsessed with food. And then there is people like McCartney who, you know, don't have any personality. So it's, you know, there you go. It's, yeah, look, I feel like that divide is, it's pretty ripe for the picking, you know, in terms of our relationship, because McCartney, she genuinely doesn't care. Like, I will spend, you know, a good half hour telling her about what I ate the night before, and McCartney...
She went on this morning about barbecue shakes. You can't talk to me about barbecue shakes. I'm getting really annoyed. I don't understand why you're telling me this.
They've changed the recipe, mate. You need to be across this kind of stuff.
It has gripped the nation, definitely, that barbecue shave story.
See, McCartney, see?
Oh, my God.
See, I'm the one that told McCartney about thermomixes. She didn't even know what one was.
Wow. How embarrassing. Well, that kind of leads into my next question. Do you think that people take food, and especially the whole organic, wholesome thing, a bit too seriously?
Yeah, I think you're doing pretty well if you can afford to have food on your table. I think everyone needs to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like
it might sort of extend your life a little bit, but honestly,
will it really?
Only going to be the last 5 years.
You always read those stories about people who are 102, and it's like, what have you survived on?
And they're like
whiskey and chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't know. My standards have dropped, I must admit, since filming the last series, because when we filmed the first series, I was footloose and fancy free in terms of, you know, not having a child, whereas now I am basically just eating my kids' leftover pureed food. That's where my standards are at now. I feel like, exactly, McCartney, if you can get a meal on the table, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Any meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, a big part of the show is the booze reviews. How crucial is it to include a drink to complement food and complement meals, do you guys think?
I think, well, I get, well, I'm
not just meals.
No,
not
just meals. Just snacks. Owly.
Coffee.
Your tax return. Alcohol when I go out to dinner is a major part of the experience of going out to dinner, because invariably I can't eat anything at dinner because my intolerances are so varied and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that it's more important, if not crucial.
Yeah.
It's the main meal.
It's the main meal, yeah.
We have actually broadened out the booze reviews in this season, though. We don't just stick to booze. We have... gotten a little bit of prescription medication in there as well.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we needed to escalate things.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it spicy.
And you know, right from where you know, what you know.
And just one final question, Kate. I mean, obviously season two is launching today. That's great news. Any sort of thoughts of taking The Catering Show on the road and doing some live shows in front of an audience? That could be cool.
We have thought about that, actually. We just need to, every time we look at our bank balance, we think of that. McCartney just needs to have some hypnotherapy so that she can get out on stage. We might just, I feel like it doesn't matter what state you're in, McCartney, like for that.
Like, why don't we do a live cross to me from a box?
Yeah. Wheel you out in a catatonic state. I think the audience, really, it's not that much different to what you normally contribute anyway.
I was going to say, the thing about my performance style is that I don't even need to be there. Yeah. People need to like you, a trained actor.
Yes, I'm very present, and it's not always a good thing.
All right, well, guys, the new series comes out on iView today. Congratulations, and thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.